When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
And thanks so much for joining us as we continue on in these interesting times. Of course, if you're not in the car, there's a decent amount of folks out in the car headed to work or wherever they have to be. We appreciate you listening to us, but don't forget the smart speakers.
All of
them.
They
are our friends. Of course, Alexa. We got the Sonos and Google. All kinds of stuff there. So we do appreciate you checking us out that way. Of course, there's the 960 The Ref app and 960theref.com. There's also dognation.com. And we love hearing Brandon Adams Monday through Friday, noon to 1, right here on 960 The Ref. And Brandon has been doing a great job of filling the void over these first over this first week or whatever you want to call it. I'm saying it started Friday the 13th. Actually, the dominoes fell on Thursday the 12th, but the first day of the new reality was Friday the 13th, which is kind of fitting. Time to bring in Mike Griffith from DogNation.com. Hey, Mike, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys.
Good, good. Now, you're on with BA on Wednesdays, right? Is that your day with him?
Yeah, I do about 10 minutes with BA on Wednesday, and then I do a show on Tuesdays. Usually it's been from 12 to 1, but we've been doing it at night now, the On the Beach show we do on the Dog Nation channel on Facebook. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good, good. Well, yeah, let everybody know how they can hear you and see you and all that good stuff. So Tuesday night is that's the new thing, right?
Yeah, we'll be doing a lot of stuff at night. If they go to if they like our Dog Nation Facebook page, anytime any of us go live, and we'll be doing that a lot in the evenings, as well as BA show during the day. If they just like our Dog Nation Facebook page, you'll see everything there, and of course all the Twitter stuff at Mike Griffith 32.
Cool. Well, how was your weekend of self quarantining?
Busy.
Yeah.
A lot of stories yesterday.
I know. Cranking them out. Well,
yeah.
So is Jake Fromm just a crazy delinquent? Are we going to have to throw him behind bars? No, I'm kidding. But, yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. And it got me to thinking, these guys were at the draft coming up, and there's no pro day. I know Jake was probably after his combine, probably looking forward to being able to maybe – prove himself a little bit better at his pro day, but now that that's not a reality, is that what some of these guys are thinking? Hey, we got to get these in. We got to get scouts to be able to see me. I mean, even though I've taken 1,000 snaps or whatever in my career, well, probably more than that, obviously, but what do you think these guys are thinking right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're trying to stay ready. I mean, that's the big thing, and for a lot of the guys that didn't get to go to the combine, like a Tate Crowder and Eli Wolf, I mean, they've got to scramble and try and get a workout on film and try and get the information out to scouts. And, there were some other guys that had all-star game invites like Senior Bowl or East-West Shrine Game and didn't go, and now they're kind of regretting that because, Joe Burrow didn't throw at the combine, right? I don't know how much it'll hurt him, but it's interesting. I know I saw one agent online said, maybe they should let these guys go back that, some of the juniors that declared early, it's like, no, they can't go back because now there's players that are coming to play roles and fit in positions, and coaches are recruited for those spots. So some of these agents are kind of caught in the middle that talk some of these juniors into coming out early.
Talking with Mike Griffith from the AJC's DogNation.com. So that's a good point about now you look back at some of these guys. And, again, they didn't know, but obviously none of us did, but were there other avenues or venues where they could have, shown their wear a little bit? But for me, a guy like Jake Fromm this guy was a starter essentially for 3 straight years. Did he run as fast as he had hoped to? No. I mean, did he get a chance to show his his arm, you know, arm strength, that kind of stuff. But for guys like him, though, I mean, he's not an unknown commodity. He's a guy that the scouts have been in on. They know what they're getting with him. But maybe some of the lesser guys, and when I say lesser guys, I'm talking about guys that are maybe expected to be drafted, maybe in the lower rounds, or guys that might be potential free agents. I know that's where not having the pro day potentially really really hurts them too, or at least in theory could potentially hurt them. I don't know. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think Jake and his family were just ready to get out of the spotlight. I mean, the scrutiny is unbelievable, obviously. Being a 3-year starter somewhere, and a lot of the fans, that got down on Jake when he lost his receiving core. There's still people that don't accept that, even though every NFL person will tell you how bad his receiver situation was. There's still Georgia fans that come up with, he was throwing bad, or he regressed, or blah, blah, blah. I mean, to a man, every NFL person you talk to say there were big receiver problems once Lawrence Cager went down. The numbers say it, and yet there was still a part of that fan base that just wouldn't relent on social media, just beat him up. And I think it just got to be too much for Jake and his family. I've said it before. If Twitter was around, Peyton Manning wouldn't have gone back for his senior year at Tennessee, because he would have never heard the end of never beating Florida. He would have been trolled about never beating Florida, and he would have just never gone back. He just wouldn't. And I think that's true of a lot of players. I think things have changed with social media. I mean, the story this weekend about Jake, having to leave the stadium in Warner Robins. I mean, that was a social media phenomenon. I mean, and a lot of people were talking about it on social media, and so I called the superintendent and said, hey, what happened? Why did Jake have to leave? And, he told the story, and all of a sudden, I guess now Jake's parents are probably mad the story got told, but it's kind of like, well, people are talking about it. It's Jake Fromm, and he's an icon, and some people said, man, you think Jake Fromm's an icon? I said, man, you look at Jake Fromm, and you think Georgia football.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the face of the program, man, because now, again, social media. I mean, think of how often you see Jake's face in that jersey and uniform, and there's not one person that I bet you Jake Fromm is more recognizable to a larger part of society than Herschel Walker. If you just put him on the street and regular street clothes, I'll bet you 2-1 people could pick Jake Fromm out over Herschel Walker and identify him.
Oh, yeah, especially anyone under the age of 40 to 45, for sure. Yeah, I totally agree
with
you.
Which is like most of
society. Yeah, you're right. I totally agree with you on that one. We're talking with Mike Griffith from DogNation.com.
Mike, it was good just to see some spreads released over the weekend. You wrote about this on DogNation.com as well. Dave and I talked about it earlier, and you on this show several times have talked about how you're sort of buying Georgia this year. You like the Jamie Newman addition, the Munkin, offensive philosophy that could be. When you look at this and see that Georgia is still a 7-point dog in Tuscaloosa on September 19th, what are your thoughts on that? Does that sound about right, or maybe too high or too low?
Well, I mean, the spread's designed to get people to bet evenly,
right?
So, and it's really more about perception, okay? And the fact is that Saban's 19-0 against former assistants. They beat Georgia by a touchdown the last time they played. There's a lot of people that don't really know about Georgia. And as I've said before, people don't talk about defense. They don't talk about who's got the best defense. They talk about who's got the best offense. So Georgia bringing 9 of 11 starters back from that Sugar Bowl team off a defense that was the best in the country, they don't know who Dan Lanning is yet, okay? They don't know who Scott Sinclair is yet. Those aren't buzzwords yet. I mean, all you got to do is look at the AP All-SEC team last year. Georgia didn't have one guy on first-team AP All-SEC defense, not one. And they had the best defense in the country. So they don't have the street cred. And Kirby doesn't want them to have it. Kirby said it after the Sugar Bowl. One of the first things he said when somebody said, how excited are you to have so many of these guys back? He said, if these guys let it get to their head, or something to the effect of if they let it get to their head. And then he talked about the disease where a lot of guys at Georgia last year started believing their own press clippings and headlines. And I can think of a few. I won't name them. Most of them are moving on. But I can think of a few, and I'll go one more than that. I'll give you an anecdote. It's kind of off the subject a little bit, but I want to share it, and it'll lead us into another discussion. So I was doing a story on one of the athletes that kind of got stuck here. She's a member of the track team, and I'll write it in the next couple of days. Anyway, I kind of got off the beaten path. I said, hey, you know, she was talking about the student academic center and how they all meet there, different athletes from different sports, and I said, is there a famous Georgia athlete that we know, that everybody knows, that was different than you thought he would be? And she thought about it for a minute. She said, yeah. She said, Anthony Edwards. I said, Anthony Edwards? I said, well, what do you mean? She said, you would never know that he was an athlete. You would never know. I mean, she said, you know, he's tall, but he's the nicest, coolest person over there. You would never know he was a star athlete. Couldn't be nicer, couldn't be more humble, never talks about himself. I said, what about the football players? She laughed. She said, some of those guys, they act like they're the greatest in the world, and they're not even starters. I said, wow. So that told me a little bit about the culture that Kirby was talking about. It also told me that Anthony Edwards was everything that we thought he was. That was another big, I guess, news item. We all knew it was going to happen, but I think we're going to really look back on Anthony Edwards and appreciate him more later than now, because he was so upbeat and he was just such a great guy to interview and be around. I mean, he really did love George and give everything he had.
Yeah, I think he really enjoyed being a college basketball player, a Georgia Bulldog. And, yeah, you know, like you said, that was no stunning surprise what he said on Friday. We all knew it was coming. But, yeah, he seemed to really enjoy being Anthony Edwards, the Georgia Bulldog, and I'll certainly appreciate that for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, the future with Tom Crean. You know, I like Sevier Wheeler, too. That's another guy, you know, that brightens the day. That's another guy that brings a lot of positive energy. I mean, they've got some, you know, Tamani Kamara. They got some guys. Crean's recruiting some guys. And, you know, I know they were 17-17, but they finished playing their best basketball. They stayed resilient. I mean, guys, after they lost by 30 to LSU, I didn't know what we were going to see in Nashville, right? But those guys bounced back and played their best game of the year and had their most lopsided SEC win. So it told me a lot about the character and the leadership and the kind of guys that the Tom Crean's getting there. The Georgia fans showed up in force, obviously, 7 home sellouts. It was impressive in many ways, and I know it didn't end the way anybody wanted, but you know, they improved. They went from 11 wins to 17. They got a couple of really big wins over, I mean, they beat Auburn, which was pretty doggone impressive. They beat Tennessee by 17. They beat a top 10 team on the road. There were some moments that Anthony brought, and now it'll be interesting to see what the next step will be for that basketball program.
Well, yeah, depending on how recruiting goes, I know Georgia, I guess we saw where little used Rodney Howard is in the transfer portal, so that'll be another scholarship for Coach Crean, and certainly looking forward to seeing what's going to happen there.
Mike, we certainly appreciate all of the articles you're pumping out in times like this and keeping a lot of us occupied and things to read. One thing you did write over the weekend, and I've enjoyed this, the 4 reasons Georgia football is set for a title run when action resumes. If you don't mind, give us one or two. I certainly want people to go to dognation.com and read the whole thing, but what are one or two reasons you think Georgia is set for a title run?
Well, you know, I mentioned Scott Sinclair a minute ago. I'll start up again with him. You know, in the off season and during the strength and conditioning, you know, part, that's really important. And I think that guy does an unbelievable job. I think that he's underrated. I know that, you know, you heard so much about Scott Cochran at Alabama all these years, and you know, Craig Fitzgerald at Tennessee, who left for the New York Giants. Tennessee lost their strength coach. That's going to really hurt them. But, you know, as times, you know, when these guys get back, you know, I mean, it's Scott Sinclair right now that's keeping his guys motivated. And I don't know if you saw this, but on Twitter, you know, he's putting out workouts for people to do at home, which is valuable for the Weekend Warriors, right? But he's also challenging his guys to do workout videos. And Nolan Smith and Eric Stokes and Prather Hudson, these guys have all done their own videos of themselves working out. You know, you've got to get creative to keep these players engaged, and I think that the fact that so many players responded to Sinclair, you know, that tells you what type of motivator he is and how these players are invested in him and just kind of where he sets the bar. So the staff was one of the reasons why, you know, I said that Georgia's position for a title run, not just Kirby, because I think Kirby's a phenomenal coach. As I said on my Facebook Live, you know, all the Alabama fans that like to troll Georgia forget that Kirby Smart helped build that program and was Nick Saban's best recruiter. You know, without Kirby Smart, I don't think the Alabama dynasty is what it is. I think Kirby played a big role in that. Nobody ever talks about that, though. But now that we're getting out of Kirby's cycle, you know, that he's been away from there 4 years, when they meet on September 19th, we're going to find out. It'll be all Kirby against all Nick, and we'll see what happens. I feel pretty confident Georgia will win that game. But, you know, not just Kirby, not just Sinclair, but as I said, Dan Lanning is a rising star. I mean, this is a guy that's going to be a head coach, if not another year or two. Could have been this last offseason, chose to stay at Georgia. I think Charlton Warren is a really good defensive backs coach, extremely good motivator, very disciplined guy. I think he leads the best secondary in the country. And then we all saw the effect that Matt Luke had on the offensive line and in really no time at all. You know, you think about what Matt did, what he came into, missing both those tackles, and yet they still showed well. So that's a lot of inspiring guys. That's a lot of motivational guys on your – and then Scott Cochran, you throw him on the mix, right? That's fuel on the fire. So, you know, he was Alabama's best motivator. So when you've got a staff like that and when you've got talent like Georgia's recruited, you know, that in a defense coming back that's the best in the country, you know, and then we've talked about Jamie Newman and what he meant to Wake and what all those players said about him. I mean, man, that's a lot. I mean, that's just a lot. And I just think it lines up for Georgia – is, you know, better than any other team. I really do. And I think when they beat Alabama on the 19th, I think that's really going to set the stage for a pretty magical run and maybe an undefeated season.
Mike, great stuff.
Love
As
it.
Always, we appreciate it. Stay safe, my man, and we'll catch you again next Monday.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks,
all right.
Mike.
Mike Griffith, DogNation.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.